Chapter 7. Ceremony. Part 1. Maya's eyes fluttered open. For a moment she didn't move. The blanket clung to her skin, her breath held still in her chest, like the world might shift if she exhaled too early. Her heart thudded, soft but quick, as though it too knew what day it was. Awakening day. She blinked once, then sat up. The morning light seeped gently through the high window panes of her room, filtered through curtains embroidered with thin threads of gossamer silk. The familiar hum of the mansion's core enchantments filled the air, faint and constant, like the purring of some great slumbering beast. Outside, the city would already be stirring. Bakers opening shops, airships launching from rooftop docks, spell lights flickering awake. But Maya heard none of it. All her focus was on the robe laid carefully at the foot of her bed. It wasn't there last night. She hadn't heard anyone come in. But now, folded with impossible precision, lay a garment unlike anything she had ever seen. Pale ivory fabric shimmered with shifting golden threads, like dawn woven into cloth. A belt of dark blue silk, patterned in faint geometries, lay coiled beside it. And on the nightstand, a note. Maya reached for it with both hands, careful not to wrinkle the paper. Her thumb ran over the ink, dark, clean lines in her brother's unmistakable handwriting. Entrance hall, 1 hour after sunrise. Ezekiel von Hohenheim. Her breath caught. Zeke hadn't forgotten. The thought nearly made her giddy. She told herself she didn't mind his distraction lately. He was important now. A merchant lord, a grand mage, a thousand things more. Everyone in the city seemed to want something from him. But deep down, a part of her had worried. What if today came and went with only a rushed blessing? What if her ceremony was just another obligation, squeezed between trade meetings and spellcraft? She stood, heart light, and touched the robe with reverence. The fabric felt unreal beneath her fingers. Lighter than silk, cooler than cotton. There was something else to it. Some lingering whisper of something more woven through the threads. She smiled, barely able to contain the thrill building in her chest. He had remembered. And not just remembered. Prepared. Maya slipped into the robe, tying the sash with clumsy excitement. The cloth settled around her frame as though it had been sewn to fit her alone. For a moment, she turned in front of her mirror, watching the strange fabric catch the light. The glow outlined the edges of her small frame, casting her shadow tall and regal against the far wall. She looked like someone becoming. After brushing her hair and tucking it into a simple braid, Maya took one last breath, then stepped out of her room. The mansion hallways were unusually quiet. No scurrying staff, no creaking of distant doors. Even the usual clatter of breakfast being prepared had faded. A hush seemed to have settled over the estate like a blanket, heavy with purpose. Her delicate footsteps barely made a sound against the polished stone floors as she descended the grand stairwell. Sunlight poured in through the great windows on the eastern wall, casting pools of warmth across the floor. As she reached the final step, her eyes fell on the figures already present in the entry hall. Her gaze first settled on the brown-haired girl with glittering eyes, dressed in a robe similar to her own, Lou. Next to her stood her grandfather, Jetero, deep in conversation with her own parents, who had evidently arrived before her. Then she took in the rest. Aside from Lou and herself, about a dozen others wore the same style of robe. She recognized all of them, of course. They had all joined the meditation group and often trained together. Seeing them all in matching robes stirred a pang of disappointment. It was irrational, she knew, but part of her had hoped the gift was meant for her alone. She pushed the feeling aside. Petty jealousy was beneath her. Lou spotted her and waved animatedly. Maya approached, drawing the attention of many around her. "Do you know?" Lou asked, before she had even reached them. To her surprise, even Jetero and her parents seemed interested in her response. A second glance revealed that the other aspirants and their families had also paused their conversations to listen. "Know what?" Maya asked, suddenly aware of the weight of so many expectant eyes. "What your brother has planned," Lou clarified. "None of us have heard anything, but apparently he hasn't ordered the guards to prepare any transport." That was odd. Zeke clearly hadn't forgotten about the ceremony. But if that was the case, why hadn't he arranged transportation? It didn't make sense. Zeke was meticulous, always thinking several steps ahead. Oversight simply wasn't in his nature.
"You know something, don't you?" Lou pressed.
There's no way you don't. Everyone knows he dotes on you the most. Maya's smile grew stiff. Though part of her was pleased by her friend's words, the fact that Zeke hadn't told her anything made them feel hollow. Damn that guy. Why couldn't he have just informed her? Now she would look like, "Tell them it's a surprise," a voice said in her mind. She recognized it instantly. It was her brother. Her eyes darted around searching for him, but he was nowhere to be seen. He wasn't even here. How was he doing that? "Someone will come to pick you up at the appointed time. That's all they need to know," the voice added before falling silent. Maya steadied herself, her eyes regaining focus. "I might know something," she said slowly. Lou's eyes sparkled with excitement. "I knew it! Tell me! Tell me! Are we really going to ride to the ceremony on the back of a giant dragon, like some of the others have said?" Maya's expression twitched. A giant dragon? Who was spreading such ridiculous tales? There was no way that could be true. If such a beast actually appeared, the entire city would likely come to a standstill. Then again, this was her brother they were talking about. There was no telling what he might be capable of. More importantly, she didn't actually know. Better to play it safe. "It's a surprise," she said, repeating Zeke's words exactly. "All you need to know is that someone will come to pick us up at the appointed time." Rather than being disappointed, Lou and most of the others seemed to find the mystery even more intriguing. With half an ear, Maya heard as they began spinning even more outrageous tales about what awaited them. She almost felt bad for Zeke. There was no way that whatever he had planned would live up to what they were expecting. Time passed quickly as the remaining aspirants arrived, each accompanied by their families. Just before the appointed time, an unexpected guest made an appearance. David, the former butler of the estate and the family's only archmage. The gazes that turned to him were even more respectful than they had been in the past. It just went to show what a monumental achievement reaching that level truly was. Her mother waved, and David immediately made his way over. Her mother had taken David's position after he stepped down, and the two had become somewhat familiar during their time training together. "Good morning, teacher," her mother greeted. David waved her off with a smile. "No need to be so formal, my lady." He nodded toward her father, who, despite towering over everyone in the room, looked more nervous than anyone else. He was visibly more tense than even Maya felt. "It is almost time," her mother said, glancing at the large clock above the entrance. "Are you the one meant to pick us up, Sir David?" Maya's eyes followed hers to the clock. Only seconds remained until the appointed time. She turned to David as well, hopeful. An archmage escort wouldn't be a bad surprise at all. "No," David replied. "I'm as in the dark about today's events as everyone else here." Maya frowned. It wasn't him. Then who? Her eyes were glued to the face of the clock. 15 seconds remaining. 10 seconds. 5. Still, nobody was coming. The corridors were utterly silent, with no footfalls coming from anywhere. Were they late? Had they overslept? 2 seconds. 1. The soft chime of a bell marked the turning of the hour. It seemed like the entire hall exhaled at the same time, as the tension drained from them. Nobody had come. "Greetings, Aspirant Maya von Hohenheim," a feminine voice said. Maya spun around. The voice had come from right beside her, yet she hadn't heard anyone approach. Her breath caught. Behind her stood a woman with pale silver hair, tall and striking, with gleaming blue eyes, and an imposing, graceful figure that made Maya's insecurities flare painfully. She hadn't noticed her approach at all. Who was this? "I am your guide," the woman said, as if reading her thoughts. Her expression remained unreadable, distant, as though nothing in the world truly held her interest. The word aloof barely did her justice. Since when had someone like this been working for her brother? Maya was certain they had never met, and judging by how easily she had gone unnoticed, this woman was clearly no ordinary person. Maya's gaze shifted toward the former butler, curious to see how he reacted to this stranger's presence, but what she saw stopped her cold. David wasn't reacting at all. His eyes were still on the clock, his brow only faintly furrowed. "They cannot see me," the stranger said flatly. Maya looked around and quickly realized it was true. Everyone wearing robes was staring into space, clearly engaged in one-sided conversations. Meanwhile, the others, including powerful mages like David, were completely ignoring the stranger's presence. Maya glanced down at her attire. Was it the robes? Had they granted them the ability to perceive this mysterious woman? "Who are you, miss?" The silver-haired woman met her gaze and held it. "I am the guide," she repeated, making it clear she would say no more. Maya nodded. If this woman wished to keep her identity hidden, she likely had a good reason. Pressing her further felt wrong.
Guide me where?
She asked instead. Awakening ceremony, the woman said, a slight glint lighting her eyes.
Are you ready? Maya nodded without hesitation. Can they come?
She asked, gesturing toward her mother and father, who were giving her confused looks. No wonder, she must have seemed like a lunatic talking to thin air. Whoever wants to follow can follow, the guide replied, already turning to walk away. Maya spun toward her parents, eyes alight.
Mom, Dad, quickly!
She called, then darted after the mysterious woman. Her parents exchanged a glance, shrugged, and followed. Several other families began to move at the same time, but Maya reached the door first. It swung open on its own. Her steps halted. This couldn't be right. The door ahead didn't lead outside, but deeper into the basement, a space usually reserved for storage and housing her brother's more delicate experiments. As far as she knew, there was no exit down there. Could it be? Was Zeke really planning to hold the ceremony in a storage room? That would be underwhelming if she were honest. Still, she only hesitated for a heartbeat before continuing forward, her trust in her brother urging her on. If Zeke had sent this woman to guide them, then wherever she led had to be the right place. Even so, a small voice in the back of her mind whispered its doubts. She had worked hard for this day. Countless hours, days, weeks, and months spent in meditation. All because he had told her to. All because she trusted him. She prayed with all her heart that the ceremony would not end in disappointment.